Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You may be seated. I'm going to talk this morning about true worship. True worship. Hallelujah. In 1 Peter 2:5, it says, "And now God is building a living stones into his spiritual temple. What's more, you are God's holy priest who offer the spiritual sacrifices that please him because of Jesus Christ." We are living stones this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible calls believers living stones. Build up your spiritual house. Build it up. These are the spiritual sacrifices we are to offer up. A living sacrifice unto God. In Romans 1:2 it says, and I think we all probably know this one, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." True New Testament worship includes presenting our body as a living sacrifice unto God. The Bible says this is the spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God as a spiritual house and as a holy priesthood. Today in worship, you see many charismatic running around. Don't even know half what they're doing. They're smoking, they're drinking, they're dancing. They're going into all these kind of places and they're sipping on the booze. But such actions, they prove that they don't know a thing about true spiritual worship, because they wouldn't be doing those things. When many Christians get over into the charismatic movement, they seem to get and free from everything, all the laws, all the disciplines, all the commitments, hallelujah, and all the restraints. God wants us to present as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto him, which is your reasonable service. Amen. Hallelujah. It is your spiritual worship to present your body unto God. God wants us as a part of the true spiritual worship. Another spiritual sacrifice is, the Bible says, believers are to offer up to God as a transformed mind. Many people are trying to serve God with the same old unrenewed mind that they had before they were born again. No wonder they're still having so much trouble with their body and with their thoughts. It takes work and it takes discipline to renew our mind. It doesn't come by simply attending church or praying, and it does not come overnight. It requires diligently meditating on God's word and learning to change our ways and patterns of thinking to the line up with what God's word says. But renewing our mind is not an option if you're going to be true, hallelujah, worshipers. A transformed mind is a part of the spiritual worship. We are to offer it up to God. In Hebrews 13:15, it says, "A life of thanksgiving, the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." The fruit of our lips offering praise to God is an acceptable sacrifice to him. And another part of the true New Testament worship is to live a life of thanksgiving. True worship is being filled with the Spirit, speaking to ourselves in psalms and hymns, giving thanks always, and presenting our body and transformed mind to God as a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. God considers this our spiritual service. This is his plan for true worship. God's purpose is to help us, to build us up. We are to praise, hallelujah. We are to praise him and follow him. In Philippians 3:13-14, the scripture talks about forgetting those things which are behind. There is a high calling for the body of Christ, and we stand on the threshold of a mighty move of God's Spirit. God has revealed his plan by which we can enter into the fullness of his blessing. It is now up to us to pursue God's plan with his purpose and usher in the next great outpouring. But we must be willing. We must be willing. It is clear that obedience from the heart was much more important. God wants us now, his holy priest, hallelujah, to offer ourselves as living and spiritual sacrifices, daily laying aside our own desires and following him, putting all of our energy and resources at his disposal and trusting him that he will guide us. That's the way we got to live our lives. That is the living sacrifice that the Lord is talking about. Hallelujah. Father, I come to you today and we worship your holy name, knowing, God, that you're the answer for every situation, for every healing, Father God, for our transformed mind, Lord God. We know that you'll be the one that will teach us and you'll be the one that will guide us. And God, we ask you this morning, Lord, to help us. Help us also to be obedient to what you say. Help us to be obedient to what you want us to do. Let us have an open ear that, God, we may hear you speak to us this morning. God, I pray this morning for your will to be done, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I ask this all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus.
To anyone and to all. Addictions crumble at the name of Jesus. Healings come in the name of Jesus. Deliverances come in the name of Jesus. There's power, wonder-working power in the name of Jesus. So whatever you have going on in your life, covered with the name of Jesus and the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Have I not told you in the past that when you go through the fire, I am with you? When you go through the floods, I am there with you. When you go through the wilderness, I am there with you. Have I not promised everything and all to be done for your good? For my mercy and my grace is real. My words bring life as you stand upon them. For this day I cry unto you, come, come, rest at the foot of the cross. Let me bring healing into your bodies, saith the Lord of hosts. Let me bring deliverance into your spiritual minds and hearts, your physical minds and hearts. For have I not shared with you that things will be different because I still love you. I still comfort you in the name of Jesus. Ola la tasianda la lakata. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. For it's in the name of Christ. In the name of Jesus. If you want prayer now, we'll pray. Doesn't matter what it's for. And if you don't want to share it with us, that's fine too. Yes, ma'am. Fire represents the Holy Ghost. Fire's good for cleansing. Fire's good for getting rid of the stab. In the name of Jesus. Through the fire, he's there. In the name of Jesus. Come on, ladies. I'll come down to you. Married in a Pentecostal. Lies in the world today. The church is full of a bunch of hypocrites. But understand this. God is still on the throne. Jesus still sits at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and for me. He still has every tool in his arsenal necessary to defeat the enemy in every one of our lives, all at the same time, all across this world, even in every billionth person. He's got it. But I want to read verse number 12. This is one of those scriptures that you could put your name in there. For I, pastor, do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Even though the enemy uses some people to get under your skin, to try to get your emotions flared up, and you have an outburst of wrath, anger, but I'm thankful Jesus loves us anyways. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Heaven is real. Hell is real also. Our enemy, the old Slewfoot, as sometimes people have called him. But understand the great thing of his word. Every believer, all believers, have authority. Where's Satan at right now? Hopefully you got your foot on him. Your heel keeping him down underneath you because that's where he belongs. Amen. Authority of the believer is unveiled more fully in the book of Ephesians than in any other epistle written to the churches. This particular text, verse number 12, shares that we need to realize that although we wrestle against Satan and demons, We have authority over them through Christ Jesus. Why? Because what we celebrated a few weeks ago, Resurrection Morning, because Christ paid the ultimate price, the sacrificial lamb of God gave up the ghost and said, "It is finished." But you know one thing? You got to remember, he's still not done with us. Until we hear the words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter in." We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against all the evil powers of this world. One of these days, it's all going to be locked up and thrown into the lake of fire. But until that day, we still have his authority. Simple things that we do in our lives cause us grief, cause us sorrow. Some Christians think only ministers or mighty saints of God have this authority. But it is the possession of every child of God. You can bind the work of the enemy in the name of Jesus just as good as I can. I won't say maybe better, but just as good. Because I don't let the devil get away with anything. Amen. He might be sneaky. He might be full of schemes and tricks and plans. But I thank God that he's still on the throne. Is he on the throne of your heart? Your heart, heart, heart? I hope so. I believe so. Sister Shag, I can't get away from you. I know the last month you've been going through a lot. Well, maybe a couple months. Time flies when you're having fun. You having fun? Not really. Don't blame you. Sister Linda, will you anoint her? The only thing that I will say The only thing that I'll say, if you've ever heard of a doctor's runaround, taking a good old time, it's with Sister Shag. If you don't make a way over to make that point of contact, stretch your hands. Sister Shag, take authority. In your Savior's name, in the precious blood of the Lamb. God, we know that the covering of your blood cleanses and sets the captive free. Not that there's sin in her life, but to show and to speak to her that because her name is written in Lamb's Book of Life, in the Lamb's Book of Life because she's a believer, because she believes in Jesus Christ. She believes in the power of the wonderful name of Christ. She believes that as we pray here today that, God, a miracle is needed. A miracle is needed in her life. Doctors can do it, but Dr. Jesus is better at it all because Jesus doesn't leave a mark, a scar. In the name of Christ, we pray for that healing. You know where it's at, Lord. You know how it needs to be done. In the name of Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Is there anybody else that needs prayer? Gentlemen, can we get up and go where Brother Jeff is at? Thank you. Don't know what it is, pain, discomfort. But Father, we know that you're able to touch his blood sugar. In the name of Jesus. All the complications that come with that. Father, a miracle. A miracle isn't dependent upon how great and how good we are. But it just depends on believing and expecting. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The work and schemes against Candy. In the name of Christ our Lord and our Savior. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In your bulletin, you have a word from the pastor. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He might not miraculously, instantaneously heal you now, but you keep thanking him. As we seek him diligently. That means with everything that's in our spirit, our intellect, our minds, and our hearts. Amen. What a combination, faith and grace. Faith and grace. How mighty is the name of Jesus. There's not another power on earth over the enemy. Speak Jesus. Isn't God good when He... Come on, let's give Him a praise. Sister Tanea, never get tired. I encourage you to continue to listen to what the Spirit of God... You might not think it's the best song list that you've ever put together. You might think it's the worst one that you ever... But it's usually when you think it's the worst that God shows up and shows off. Think of the songs today. God so loved the world that He gave us. There's honey in the rock. For who? Question needs answered. For who? You-ins. We-ins. The great I am. Break every chain. Always. He's always more than enough. But then the last one was, I speak Jesus. Over all the enemy. Speak the name of Jesus over your family. Over your homes. Even if you rent a place that you call home, you have the authority. Somebody else might be on the title or the deed, but who lives in it? You. So take the powerful name in the name of Jesus. Amen. Don't forget, today, sign up for the mother-daughter breakfast. 9 o'clock Saturday morning. You'll have some beautiful